I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Religious freedom and women's rights are under attack in the Persian-speaking world. Iran's oppressive treatment of women continues despite months of protests. Afghanistan, ruled by the Taliban for over 2 years now, is barring women and girls from most areas of public life. Sat7 recently surveyed Persian viewers about human rights. The findings will help Christian programmers develop content for a popular show on Sat7's Persian channel. Sat7's Joe Willie.
Christian respondents often said, "We do want freedom to believe because we are all equal in Christ. And we want freedom for men and women because God created men and women to complete each other." It is encouraging to see that believers in these countries are holding fast to the truth of Scripture.
American missionary pilot Ryan Coer spent 4 months in maximum security prison in Mozambique after wrongful detainment. Now, although he's back in the United States with his family on provisional release, Ryan hopes to return to Mozambique after his case is closed and continue gospel missions through Mission Aviation Fellowship, known in Mozambique as Ambassador Aviation.
During my detainment, I think I gained a new love for the Mozambican people, and so I have a deeper and more rich understanding of who they are as a people. And we feel that God is calling us back, and we're really excited to be going back.
And while the Coers are in the States, they're connecting with support partners, debriefing and training with MAF, and enjoying time with loved ones. Please ask the Lord to open doors for the Coer family to continue ministry in Mozambique. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7 offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.